Kigumori, so we're holding over in Simon Nuntes, the halachas of Shachiyanu, Atayva Meitiv, and discussing yesterday about buying new Kalim. So there's the Chuvus Kisav Seif in our Chayim Simachov Hei, where the Kisav Seif quotes this Medrash Tanchuma, interesting Medrash Tanchuma, in Pashas Bereishis. The Medrash says, Haboina Bayis Chodesh, someone who builds a Bayis Chodesh, Keta Tzach Levarach, how are you supposed to be Mevarach? So the Medrash answers, Mevarach Shechiyanu, Kedei Las is Nachas Ruach Liyotzer. One should make a Shechiyanu in order to make a Nachas Ruach for his Creator. So Ksav Sefer says, what was the Kasha, what was the Teres, what's going on over here? Sorry. So he answers that, says, Yesh la'ayim brachas u'da shachiyonu kimanu, when I build a new bayis, so I eat a new fruit, I wear a new baguette, what's this bracha all about? What's the tachlis of the bracha? What's bothering the bedrash? V'chi l'tachlis zed nivra adam, l'hadneis hanois gufni, lecho mipeir sholeilam hazav l'zbayim mituba. That what was bothering the bedrash was, what type of bracha are you supposed to make? What type of bracha is shechiyonim kimanu l'zman hazeh that could be nehena from a good fruit, from a new house, from new clothing? These are hanois l'zman hazeh. Right, he says, where is it? Hagam shechiyom l'varach bechznen. You write that we're going to make bechznen and bechzamazah and the rice even, to meshabeich Hashem for giving us what we need. But to say shachiyonu v'kiyumonu l'zman hazeh, that we could be in hell, that pasha, we live just for these moments of hana, well, what type of tzipi is that? What type of looking forward for it is all this? So he goes on to explain that that the shayla of the medrash was v'zu shayla of the medrash, ha'boin ba'yiz chosh ketzach l'varach o ma'tzorach. What reason were they matzach us to make this shachiyonu on this hana? Shembo tells the tachlis amiti. That was good for the tmi of the medrash. So on that, the medrash answers, "Matar is chad melz vach shachiyon, las nachas ruach liyoytzer." Haynu. Misha bided by his chodesh, I deze yochalas kam mitzvahs and mitzvahs. You can do mitzvahs maika, mitzvahs mezuzah, which according to some days you can't do if it's not your own house. Che yochal yachav basic mokim yuchadet, it'll be a basic vada chachamim, we can even make a basic neses. So that shechiyonu is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept me alive, he brought me to this point where I have a new bias that I can make with the bias a nachas ruach for the Bari Olam. That's the kavana of the bracha. So it's a new kinesh. So when you're making that bracha on a new house or a new fruit, the shachiyanu is, by fruit you could say, according to those shittas they make shachiyanu before the bracha, you could say that the shachiyanu kimanu yonu is that I could make an achas ruach with making a bracha on this new fruit. But by a bias is that it's not just for the Gashmi, it's the feeling that I have a new house, a nice house to live in, but that I have now a house to use the house to make a Nachas Ruach for the Bayir Olam. Okay. Now, what's interesting is, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Seder Berachos and Hen, in Perkei Beis Siv Hei, he says on a new beged, on a Chashav beged, which we still have to discuss, we'll come to it, I think, in Sif Yud Beis, what's considered a Chashav beged. But on a new beged you make a bracha. But he says, Ashar kli tashmish adam, by any other kalim that a person has, afilu kli kesev v'zav, even if it's a silver or gold kesev, ein noigin levarach klal, loy b'kniyosim, loy tashmishah, v'chein ikah, v'chein b'svarim. That's why the Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskins, that on kalim you never make a shachiyanu. Then I saw in the Ben Ishchai in Pashas Re'ei, Ishan Roshan Pashas Re'ei, Sif Hei, says the same thing also. He says, Ha'il v'nogu av b'shatam kolosh lo yivaruch, kibecha shachyon tzli b'minig, and then lenogo oilam b'zeh to make a bracha shachyonu on a kli, on kelim chadashim. Im koze, he says, you know, Yirei Shemayim should wait until the night of Yontif to wear, to use this new keli. V'machav my shachyon my kiddush the pater, right? Yeah.
That doesn't help for the menorah, does it?
The menorah watch is can't wait until Chanukah.
Because no kiddush.
The first night.
But maybe said the story was bad.
The mashal obviously didn't hold like this, right?
Right.
Many other people didn't hold like this also. Shachrach then either. But just pointing out, so those that are negapi the Shachrach Rava, those that are negapi the Ben Ishchai, they both seem to say that the minig, they even write minig oilam, is not to make the bracha of Shachyanu on new Caleb. So I guess those do not make a bracha Shachyanu on new Caleb. As far as I know, others are not to make a Shachyanu on new Caleb. Okay, now the kitza sivches. When you put on this new clothing, you should make the bracha malbash rumim. Even though you already made in the morning, you should make it the bracha again when you wear it. But if you wore it in the morning, if the bracha zayis, you only have to make it once. You don't have to make it twice. There are those that say if you buy a hat, you make the bracha of Oite Yisrael v'Sefara, v'Ezer, if it's the belt, Yivarach Oite Yisrael v'Gvur, v'Yish Chokin.
Is it even for the second time in the day?
Same halacha, right. Alkein toiv l'lov shom pam rishoyno shachas, therefore the best thing is to wear in the morning v'yachav l'patr brachas elu, sh'oim oisam v'seda brachas. Kono l'ital shom mitzvah, azay l'achas sh'asab v'esat tzitzis, Yivarach Shachiyanu. When I berach, as if you didn't make a bracha, then you berach b'ita for rishon lachash berach l'sate b'tzitzis. Okay, now the Mishnah Brura is in Reish Chaf Gimel Sifkat Yiches. He adds, when should you make this bracha of malbash rumim? Haynu koydem shachiyanu. Before you make the shachiyanu, you make malbash rumim, and then you make shachiyanu. However, he says if you're wearing it in the morning, then you could be yaitzur the berachas malbash rumim that you're making in the morning, and then you don't have to make it. Shulchan Aruch Rav over there and say the berachas and then perek beis sivav, he writes that someone who's wearing a new baget, he brings the yesh oimrim to make the bracha of malbash rumim, even though you made it in the morning, like we said. But then he brings down, he says, however, it's correct to make it without a shema machos. The toiv lelov to wear in the morning to pat yourself from this whole thing. However, his achras seems to be that one should make it without the shema machos. The Ben Ishchai in Pashas Reisif Aleph also brings down the v'yesh cholkin v'sri'le the ein levarch brachas elu u'mishum safik brachas loynagu ha'ilam levarcha. Because of Safik Bracha, the oilam is not going to make it. Kamakam, like he says, Toiv l'lov shom pam rishon, best thing is to wear in the morning, and mimachamet to patu with the berachas hashacha, this bracha also. He says, v'im hu muchrach l'lov shom arvis, v'varech aleihem brachas aniska b'loi shem ha-malchus, v'yahar shem ha-malchus b'liboy. Just be mahar b'liboy. That's what the Ben Ishchai says. So it seems like again this machlokes if we do make this bracha malbash rumim or not when wearing a new baget. And then the second part of the kitz also where he says about tzitzis that we have to speak about. Okay, so I'm Blina, tomorrow I'll try to bring in, we'll come back to this point and to tzitzis to give a clearer hachra on the bracha malbash rumim. Just if test, we'll start karna kelim shenishtam shu behem hu b'nei b'esim v'arach hatoiv v'ameta. If you bought kelim, which Yogan used and also the people of the house, tzimek hatoiv v'ameta. Toiv means it's good for him, v'ameta means it's good for others. So the Bir Halacha and Sim Rishchav Gimel, Sif Gimel, the Ramasko Banabayas, over there he speaks out, if you have a wife and children, that's like Shutfin in it, and therefore you make a Toiva Amet.
He's saying that on the bracha in the house.
Yeah, Banabayas. Yeah, but it's true by everything. Why is it different?
Over here he's going on Kedem, so I wasn't sure if everybody was saying he was going back on Kedem or back on the house.
Yeah, so he's speaking about Bayas, but the same thing. But they means that a chayodah, that's b'chag between buying kelim chashuvim that he's going to use and the b'nei beisai. It says kelim chashuvim sheishtam shubem hu u b'nei beisai ain't them inside a chiyuv v'nikub b'set teiva v'sheng en hacha hu mechuyuv litein bayis l'ishtay banav. It says kelim, which nice kelim, which he's in using the b'nei beisai can use, so I have no chiyuv to buy the nice kelim. But a bias, I have a chayis, I have a chiv. So therefore, he wants to be a chalik between buying kelim that they can use, that they make a toiv metiv, to buying a bias that you don't make. However, the Bi'alach says, v'loin here, it's not correct. The avur bonav azchar m'shegiu l'chal sheish, m'zoynos sh'noysenem hu rak b'chal tzedakah. B'vadei a bias shekon avuram hu toiv gemura. I feel avur ishtoi haloi ha yachaluska dir avur. He could just rent in a house for her. He's not mechuyv to buy a bayis for this. So when he buys the bayis, bevade yishtoim simchas alev aydeze v'atav gemura v'shaych v'zebechas atay v'ameitiv. That's his akrod, that's shaych even by bayis for your wife and children, atay v'ameitiv. Could be nowadays also the whole time is not such a big time, that to be alach sir, because you can't just pat yourself at the age of 6 from giving your children a zayin. It's according to the law, you have to give it until they're older. But Rafa Pike, like he says, you can get out of it in other ways. And just the end of the Bir in the Mishnah Berurah, he speaks that if you bought kelim, avalim kanal kelim loy kelim bnei meisei, mevarech ashaloy shachianu. Let's say you bought for yourself and for them. You can use one, they can use others. So it's a mvarch ashalo shachyanu, ashabnei beisai hatoiva metiv. The toiv who did the day, shazacha, shiubnei beisim, lubashim bambu shechavet, a metiv lachrini him, bnei beisim, shenenim, betoivazu, since I've gotten your test. However, it says, dafke, if you bought for your wife and children, but if you bought for your ever, shivcha, that's not called toiv the day. It's as if you're selling it them for their schar or that they need to give them. Okay, but this also says the Shulchan brings down some of dal that coined again the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we wouldn't make this bracha, but I don't know, you have to know when we say halacha l'maaseh, when we say this atayv ametiv for b'nei beisai. I don't have a clear hagdar yet on that. Fine. Okay, so that's so far. Okay, so we have to come back to a few points over here, which Belinda will come back to tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.